Hey, this week the Bryant Park blog has been just a hoppin' with comments. And, of course, with bacon and cheese-flavored crickets. Web editor Laura Conway is here to set the table. That's your
morning. Hey,
music.
Laura.
Good morning, Laura.
You guys work fast. I went on the blog already, and there's already the slideshow of the comic books from the couple we just interviewed.
Well, not the slideshow, but the first picture is up, definitely.
The first one, anyway. But there will be a slideshow.
We're going fast.
We also order.
Yeah, those comics are cool, and we'll be putting some more of those up. We also have the picture, the rare picture Rachel's been talking about in her newscast of Helen Keller as a child on Cape Cod. I hear the words Helen Keller and I start to cry, my Hallmark cry.
I know we were all remembering that movie when Patty Duke played Helen Keller back in the day. And you know, the photo shows her holding this doll, and that was the word that she first spelled out with her finger on her hand.
And do you remember? And then she ran to the water pump.
Yeah,
water. Started spelling out water.
Yeah,
and water.
It was just, anyway, it's amazing photo, amazing piece of history, really. Matt Martinez is here. He's the guy who got sent up to eat the opposite, sent yourself up, really, to eat the opposite of a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, which Sharon Hoffman, the boss, suggested would be bacon and cheese-flavored crickets, which we just happened to have. You're not eating those.
No, I'm not, because I don't believe it's the opposite of a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
And that's the only reason you're not eating it.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason. You know, it's really a convoluted setup when you think about it. I bet myself that I could have a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich if he sang Private Dancer on American Idol, David Hernandez, the stripper. And so if I didn't get it right, then I was going to eat something opposite. But, you know, if it has bacon and cheese in it, then it's not the opposite of a bacon, egg, and cheese. I'm just saying.
So you were going to eat these bacon, egg, and cheese-flavored crickets if Sharon Hoffman had her way on the video rundown, which is worth checking out. If you're not watching it every afternoon on the blog, start watching it. But I'm glad to hear that you're not going to do that. I actually want to move to something serious, if you guys can deal with that.
We can do.
I want to go back to that video that depicts American service members tossing a puppy off a cliff in Iraq. And we have to say again, nobody knows, real, not real. We have this sound from that, which we'll just cue up just to remind ourselves.
Cute little puppy, huh?
Oh, so cute
little puppy.
That's mean.
That's kind of tough. We had Virginia Heffernan of the New York Times in to walk us through it. And among her observations was that, real or not, in this instance, a video of depicting cruelty to an animal has gone viral, where videos of violence and cruelty against people haven't. We opened a thread on it, got tons of comments. Allison, can you help me out?
Sure. Sarah Lee wrote on our blog, "I think the main difference between a video showing an adult being killed and a puppy being killed is that the puppy, or any little animal, can do nothing whatsoever to protect itself. An adult can run, hide, or get a weapon. I think we get the same reaction or worse if the video showed a baby being thrown off a cliff."
Oh. Also, Charlie writes, "It amazes me how much attention this is getting. Last month, a man threw a baby off an overpass in Hawaii, and it didn't even attract half the attention this video is getting. I don't get it."
And then finally, Dave writes, "Attempting to tell someone that they should be more interested in a different story is a waste of breath. It's like telling Jerry Lewis to change his telethon to a more common disease."
Hmm.
So, the other thing we opened a thread on this week was had to do with the Democratic race for the presidential nomination. After Hillary Clinton won in Rhode Island and Ohio and in the Texas primary, that picture's a little bit muddled right now, liberal blogger Bill Scheer came on and said, well, he still thinks she'll have a tough time beating Barack Obama for the Democratic nomination, and that the big winner in a drawn-out contest is Republican John McCain. You guys were kind enough to tell us what you thought about that.
Yes, our Twitter friend Eliz S. agrees with Cher. She writes, "I think the longer this race goes on, the more that Clinton and Obama will focus on each other and let McCain off the hook. Sad but true," she says.
But Trex wrote to us, "I hope it gives McCain more time to say things like, I want to keep the economy as it is."
And then from frequent flyer Nathan in Holland, hi Nathan, you're starting to hang around a lot, we like that. He writes, "I think that it is too easy to say that McCain will win by the Dems duking it out. It makes it exciting to watch. People are all abuzz about the Dems. And isn't there no such thing as bad publicity?" Full disclosure, he adds, "My salary is paid in euros."
Yeah.
There you go. And we should also mention the book club, which is still going on.
Yep.
People, keep up with the book club.
Yep, you can get all the details about that on our blog, npr/
bryantpark.org/bryantpark.
Have you started the book yet? Have you guys started?
I haven't really gone into it. I put the first 3 pages in.
Kishan Mater, and the title of the book is
In the Country of Men.
In the Country of Men.
I think we're going to be getting an update from Ms. Goodyear, Sarah Goodyear, who's running that little project today. Actually, she's been blogging it regularly. So come on, talk about how you're experiencing In the Country of Men so far.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much. Matt, thank you as well. Are you just going to hang out?
Yeah, I might just hang around.
All right. Senior producers, Laura, get to do that.
Thank you.
Coming up on the show, this is very interesting. We're into this book. It's called Trappings, Stories of Women, Power, and Clothing. And it's not just a book. It also happens to be an art exhibition, which is in New York now. It's going to travel across the country. Two women who are considered themselves artists went around and talked to other women about what piece of clothing makes them feel powerful. And the answers are really quite fascinating. So we'll talk to those two artists coming into our studio. They're sitting out in the waiting room, so I hope somebody's going to get them now.
So don't go away. Come back. You're listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News.